Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Melinda Johnson's in the house. Freedom First Properties, welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. Attorney Bart Curry's in the house. Good morning, Bart.
Thank you. Good morning.
one of the attorneys we don't have to worry about. That's kind of a nice one. I guess actually both of our guests this morning are attorneys and both friends. So I feel pretty fortunate this morning. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a finance planner plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration time now. We're going to go elongated in this celebration time today because there's a lot to celebrate. Well, you know, this country, we have a lot to celebrate anyway. National Play-Doh Day. Now, I don't know what you're going to do with the Play-Doh, but it is National Play-Doh Day. Those of us old enough to remember Play-Doh, that was before Xbox and, 365 and all the controllers and things like that. We did play with Play-Doh. I'm not going to ask you if you remember Play-Doh because that'll tell me your age. Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Enjoy that one. That's a good one. National Tradesman Day, POWMIA Recognition Day. Moving right along, tomorrow being that we do not broadcast on Saturdays and Sundays, National Apple Dumpling Day. Boys and Girls Club Day for Kids is Saturday. Sunday, Air Force's birthday. We have to say thank you to our Air Force. We will also remember that it is Wife Appreciation Day on Sunday. I will be firmly planted on the couch, so my wife will appreciate that. I will be out of her hair completely. She does what she wants anyway, but that's just a different story. And for those who have beaten anorexia as I have, National Cheeseburger Day is Sunday, September 18th. So where are you going to go get a good cheeseburger? I saw one on TV early this morning. Now, this was a cheeseburger of all cheeseburgers, and it is basically one meal for the entire day. You start off glazed donut, cut it in half, put a burger, a cheeseburger, obviously, on top of that with an egg and bacon. Bacon, egg, cheeseburger. I just will be listening. My bariatric doctor will be shooting me if I eat that. Just saying, that probably is not... that one might be a little bit problematic. Speaking of problematic, anybody having a birthday coming up soon? Think about birthdays. I heard this morning that Bill Clinton's birthday is coming up. I don't know if you're familiar. Maybe I don't know if you got the invitation. There is a birthday. I don't know why. I guess he's a little slow. There's some things to be said. The Clintons are a little bit slow right now, but Bill's birthday was August 19th. He's got a birthday bash coming up. Are you ready for this one? $250,000 per person to attend. $250,000.
This is ridiculous.
And where's the money going to? The Clinton Slush Fund, of course. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They call it the Clinton Foundation. Sorry about that. That's where the money's going. $250,000 to celebrate Bill's birthday. And the money goes to the Clinton Foundation. I guess it's tonight in White Plains, New York. So if you're not there already, I don't know if Hillary's going to be there or not. And I'm not going to even mention Monica. Don't go there. That would cause problems. Don't know who might be attending. $250,000 per person. That's amazing. That's painful. Now, I do know some folks that will be able to afford it. I don't know if you follow. I'm not a big movie buff. I'm not a big into the actors and actresses. If somebody asked you who is the highest paid actor in Hollywood, what a wild guess. I mean, part of you, any clue?
Not one.
Melinda?
I have no idea.
Okay. Would either one of you have said Dwayne Johnson?
No.
Dwayne Johnson, $64.5 million. Now, I wouldn't have even guessed number two. Jackie Chan.
Wow.
$61 million.
That makes some sense to me.
Okay. Matt Damon is third at $55 million. That one I could have guessed.
Yeah, he should be in the top.
Right. If somebody asked, I'd say Matt Damon, Tom Cruise, you know, people like that. Tom Cruise, $53 million.
Right.
Johnny Depp, $48 million. Now, I would never have guessed one or two. That's just, not in a million years would I have come up with them. Now, if I'm going to a movie, I am certainly not going to see Dwayne Johnson. Just a personal issue, right? That I have nothing against Dwayne Johnson. Just, you know, I may be more inclined to go see Jennifer Lawrence, for instance. She's the top paid female. Now, number one makes less than number five on the men's list. I wonder where that equality comes in. Jennifer Lawrence, $46 million. Melissa McCarthy, $33 million. Scarlett Johansson, $25 million. We're a financial show. So number three is half of number three on the men's list. I wonder where that equality comes in. I wonder who's talking about that. I wonder if they'll be talking about that at one of the next fundraisers. Yeah, they don't. Well, I doubt it. That's all data that came from Forbes magazine. The data is based on June 1st, 2015 through June 1st, 2016. For those of you that want to check my numbers, check my math, have at it. Got nothing better to do because it doesn't mean anything to any of us anyway. Just an interesting thought there. Freddie Mac did release their numbers yesterday. 30-year fixed-rate loan, 3.5%. Got to pay a half a point to get that. Compares to last year, 3.91%. Which way are we heading? Yeah, we're going up a little bit on interest rates. We were at 3.44 last week. Again, the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey. Have you missed the opportunity to restructure your debt? Just a question mark there from me. Labor Department reports prices at the consumer level rose 0.2% in August. The smart people were expecting it to go up 0.1%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a 50% miss. If you get 50% accuracy on your schoolwork, what happens to you? If you get 50% accuracy in your job, what happens to you? Well, they just do another report to give us something else to talk about. Consumer sentiment remained the same in Michigan. I guess you're not supposed to drink the water, so you can't change your opinion on this either. The Commerce Department, retail sales, this is a biggie. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month. They expected it to fall 0.1%. Why is that so big? Well, the bottom line to it is consumer accounts for 70% of our GDP, 70%. When retail sales are falling, that means the consumer is not spending money, unless it's an iPhone, but they're not spending money. Think about that. Where is our GDP numbers going to be going? There are some folks that might have been, not might, there are folks that have already said they believe we are already in a recession. And by definition, you don't know you're in a recession till well after it started. Because a definition of a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. So during the first month of the first quarter, you're in a recession, but you don't find out about it for 6 months. Think about that concept. Retail sales down 0.3%. I did mention the iPhone sold out. Now, Apple's not going to report the numbers. I don't know why they don't want to report the numbers. So maybe Samsung will report them on those phones that are not burning. But here's the issue is they sold out of the 7 Plus is all sold out already on pre-sale. They just came out this morning. So the 7 Plus is gone. The jet black iPhone 7 sold out. So you're going to be delayed on getting all of those. Yet, and that is obviously that's the bright spot of the stock market. The Dow Jones, as I'm speaking to you, down 63 points. Oil down 88 cents per barrel right now is not a big deal right there. What's happening on the 10-year Treasury? Up ever so slightly. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, that's what our seniors get to live on. 1.695%. Yikes. I should have my friend over here. I think he's got that run queued up. Can you imagine putting your money into a 10-year Treasury expecting to get less than 2% yield? Yeah, that hurts. But that's where we are right now. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Would you believe it or not? I'm going to show you the numbers. 50% of houses in the month of July sold in 36 days or less. Believe it or not, that is a stat. We'll share that with you. Who is responsible for my debt when I die? Do I care? What should I do if my 401k stinks? Well, we've talked about that one. We'll give you some answers on that. Collaborative law, collaborative divorce, can you really get along with your ex once you get divorced? Well, we'll talk about it. Hey, somebody take a message for me, please. I think I hear the phone ringing. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. Oh, don't forget, part of our broadcast. Yeah, shame on you, but we will have the replay. Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just got to throw this out there for you, those of you who have an interest. Family Fest at Fox Point, if you're around tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you've never done this, it's an amazing, amazing property. It's probably one of the, I've seen a lot of properties. There's two properties in my life that I would really say are over the top. Fox Point Manor is one of them. Right here in Anaheim Hills, they're having a Family Fest honoring the Anaheim Police and Fire and Rescue Departments. Tomorrow, it's in Anaheim Hills, Peralta Hills. The backyard is like, it's bigger than most parks. Just saying, adults, $20, children, $10. They're working on developing a performing arts center right here in the city of Anaheim. I'm going to go by there and check it out. I encourage you to go by there. If you want more information on it, just give me a holler. I will give you the information on that. The real-time real estate segment today is being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property, PAIR, P-E-A-R. They can't do it, though. Those online services don't work. They're going to give you a valuation that may or may not be right. I read back to the day that I reported Zillow. Now, they're a big-time delivery service of property valuations. Their CEO's property was valued about $700,000 different, $1,000. 50% of houses sold in 36 days or less in the U.S. in the month of July. Think about that. 30 days or less was what California's statistics are. National Association of Realtors surveyed their members for their confidence index. That's a key indicator of the housing market strength based on a monthly survey sent to 50,000 real estate practitioners. And they're asked about their expectation for home sales, prices, and market conditions. Homes sold in less than 60 days in 38 out of 50 states and Washington, D.C. Homes sold in less than 30 days in 17 states. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. If you want the whole chart, I did just post it right there, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. If you're thinking about selling your house, price it properly and speak to a great real estate professional. I am more than happy to introduce you to someone in your neighborhood that can help you with that. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PAIR, 79564. What a great topic to chat about. This. Well, I don't know if it's a great topic. It's a fascinating topic because I don't know. Part of my allowed to use word great topic when we talk about divorce in any way?
Absolutely.
Okay. I guess if you're going down that road, our topic will be very interesting. Thank goodness I can't afford a divorce, so I'm going to my wife and I are stuck together. I'm lucky. She's stuck. 29 years. Holy cow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's I kind of blow the curve, I guess, in Orange County, right? I mean, 70% of first-time marriages end in divorce. Is that still the stat?
Still the stat.
70%.
Haven't seen a new one yet.
Holy cow. And what's it for the state?
It's over 50%.
Over 50.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, I chuckle a little bit. I mean, it's a funny topic to me, that when you think about the concept that almost everything we do, we look at exit strategies, right? Buy a car. I'm hoping it's going to last 3, 4, 5 years. I'll get a loan for 5 years. I'll lease it, whatever. Buy a house. I get a 30-year loan. I buy stock. What do I want to get out of it? I'm looking to retire. I want to get out of working, right? Maybe at age 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Some of us will never get out of working.
Right.
Right? But we think about the statistics tell us that there is a tremendous likelihood of divorce.
Exactly.
But we don't think about it.
No. We think about love. When we get married, we think about love. We don't think about also building financial estate together.
Right.
And that takes planning.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, so this is a natural point. And so what kind of estate planning did you do around your getting married? That's a prenup. That's what a prenup is, an estate planning tool.
That's interesting. I'll have to ask Al Manfrey when he's in next time. He does a great job of trusts for our listeners and give a $300 discount if they want to, right?
That's a good deal.
Right, especially being that the trust is only $1,200 to start with.
Right.
I mean, he's got and it's a fascinating book. But I wonder if he ever asks people, you know, about a prenup.
Everybody should be asking that question, especially because so many first marriages fail, and then people go into second marriages, and they're older, and they already have estates, and they already have, kids, and they have reasons why they want to leave their planning tool. It's saying, hey, we've come this far, we've got some property and some kids, and we want to check these things. And we want to plan for our future. And we hope this all works out. First of all, when we get married, expect that it's forever.
Right? I'm going to ask you a question. I'll put you on the spot. Okay? Every family lawyer I've ever come in contact with, I've only had one answer me. Okay? One out of all of them. The client's that you've talked to, did any of them ever come into you saying that they anticipated getting divorced or they expected it?
No. And
there's only been one. I've had one attorney in Atlanta, and she told me that she'd have one client that they got cold feet ahead of time and could back out.
Well, I'm sure that's not the only one, but that's
right.
The only honest one.
Right. You know, you're probably right. I mean, it's. But every family lawyer I've
there was a study, did a survey, and asked them, do you know the divorce rate in your is? And everybody answers yes, and across the country it's more or less 50. And then they ask them, what are the chances you'll get divorced? And it is zero. Zero.
That's funny.
Right? You would think that they say, well, gee, then it must be 50%. But
if you, you know, it'd be funny to do that in a class setting, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're zero, I'm zero. I wonder where, why aren't the others here? Right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah. So law school, first day of law school, one of the talks, orientation talks they give you is they ask how many people in here are married. The hands go up, right? And then they say, one out of two marriages is still during law school. It's a very stressful.
I had that same exact talk. We went to different schools, but yep.
Yeah, same exact. And they say, so your left to your right, because yeah.
One of them's not going to make it.
Nobody's not going to make it, right.
That's interesting.
But nobody would have copped it then, right? Here's the thing. Psychologically, we all, when we look at the board human.
That's an interesting philosophy. I've never looked at it that way, but it's accurate.
It's
right? I mean,
yeah, it's done very well documented.
Well, you know, we talk finance, right? We don't know what the rules are even really.
Right
now, there's a mortgage deduction when you buy real estate. Can you give me with certainty? Melinda, you're in real estate. Give me with certainty in 10 years. Is it still going to be there?
No certainty at all.
Who knows, right? No clue.
Yeah,
we're not in control.
So I would never plan on it, right?
Right. You can't work. I mean, you plan, you hope it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not, we have to have a contingency plan. But in marriage, we don't have a contingency plan.
No, because we're overly optimistic.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because since I met you, Bart, I've talked to two or three or four collaborative attorneys, and it sounds that it's almost like a no-brainer, right,
it,
to look
it
at.
It ought to be. It ought to be the way everybody approaches divorce.
So explain it or define what is collaborative divorce.
So essentially what it is keeping all the decisions and the planning around your estate, your kids, your family, and your future in your hands. And we do it by giving you the support and the resources that you need to do it. We keep you out of court. Everybody aligns with your goals, your interests.
We mean everybody who's...
So anybody who's involved in the collaborative team. So we give you legal support, legal consultation, and all your documentation and everything that's done. You never have to deal with court for that. We give you certified divorce financial planners. We look at this as a planning opportunity. You're going to go from one estate to estates, but those estates have to support you going forward. If you're a business owner, this is the only way to go, because it's the goose that lays golden eggs, and you keep that business together and keep control of that business through this process for the benefit of the whole family in the future. We give mental health professionals, who we call coaches, is there to support. The thing that drives the cost of divorce up really are emotional issues. And if you can manage those through the process, you keep the cost down tremendously. You have a productive planning session, and you have a successful divorce. I have to say, much better help people plan a successful divorce than litigate a bad one.
Interesting. We're going to talk more about that. How does it affect real estate? We're going to chat about that as well. You're listening to Real, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Collaborative divorce, who's involved? How does it affect your real estate? Can you plan for it? We're going to chat a little bit about who's responsible for my debts when I die. Do I care? What should I do if my 401k stinks? Well, you shouldn't have one if you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. I've told you that before, but we'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. Holy cow, if you haven't talked to them, trust. Build your own trust. Not build your own. They coach you through it. They do the whole thing. $1,200 if you're a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. Go to the gift bag, ubelinks.com/RSR gift bag. RSR gift bag. Or you can get it right there on our Facebook page. There's about $1,000 in discounts in the gift bag. But one of them is $300 off on a trust with our friends at Heritage Financial Services. What should I do if my 401k stinks? Simple. Get rid of it. Dump it. Talk to Al Manfrey. He's got an IRA rescue plan. 401k, if you've got a 401k from a prior company, the idea, all you ever want to do with a 401k is put in whatever you can toward the matching number. Once they stop matching, don't put anything else in there. If they don't match anything at all, get rid of the 401k. You don't want it. All it is a government ruse to take your money. There are much better options that will get you a much better rate of return and cost you less money in taxes. Think about that. Now, if you want to pay more taxes, I think I saw recently we just went over $20 trillion in debt. Whatever you can do to help, that'll be much appreciated. I don't think the government's going to send you any kind of a thank you note, but you can waste your money however you wish. The idea here is if your 401k stinks, don't participate in it. And give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Al Manfrey. He'll show you how you can get all the same benefits, maybe even better tax benefits, and not have to deal with the limitations and professional management as well. Segment, again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. We've been chatting this morning about collaborative divorce. Maybe I even posted this morning, I put a picture of Bart on our social media channels and put the question mark on there. Can you get along post-divorce? What's the answer, Bart?
It depends how you divorce.
So it's possible.
It is possible. We see it all the time.
Okay.
You know, when I was litigating, I didn't see it very much. I didn't see much communication in very difficult circumstances after in most of the cases. Now in most of my work, I see families that are high-level communication afterwards, families that are getting together once a week still for dinner with their new spouses.
Crazy, that'd be a pretty interesting one.
Crazy stuff, right?
But at least they're not arguing. And I'll say it. I'm not going to ask you your opinion on this one, Bart. But I think that in many instances, for the betterment of the business purposes of a litigating attorney, the more daggers they can put in the quiver, the better off they are for their family's benefits. You know, that's just my opinion. I mean, I see a lot of them going on, but just there's a better way. Melinda, have you come across people in real estate that get along, don't get along? What do you find most of the time in real estate? Because that's a big part of the divorce picture.
It is. And most of the time we can get both the parties to focus on almost the collaborative theme, which is that we all share that same goal of maximizing the return that they're going to get from this, because oftentimes, like Bart mentioned, we're going from one estate to two estates. So most of the time, the vast majority, it's very cooperative, but occasionally there's some real fireworks. So.
Do the fireworks have on the value received on the property?
Well, it can impact in a lot of ways. First, it can impact people's judgment, because when they're so emotionally charged, sometimes they're more focused, believe it or not, on being vindictive or winning whatever the argument is over doing what's in even their best financial interest. So,
they'll say, okay, I'll end up taking a $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 loss on my real estate just so I can be contrary with my future ex.
Yep. Just so I can say I won, you know, on whatever aspect. You may have lost financially, but, you know, you'll win some small battle.
That seems kind of crazy to me, because maybe I'm just, too much into money, right?
Right. But I think that's where Bart could probably chime in and see, you know, share why it's so important to keep the emotions, you know, tempered down as much as you can, so that rational decisions in the best interest of all parties can really be made.
Yeah, there's something called reactive devaluation, which simply
reactive devaluation.
Yes, lots of fancy terms.
Yeah,
which simply means that if you want it, it must be bad for me, and so I'm going to fight you on it, even if I took a step back, went to the balcony, is one of the terms we use, and looked at the scene down below and had an objective assessment of it, I'd realize, hey, that's good for me too. But if you and I are in conflict, that's not how I view it. I view it as a zero-sum game, fixed pie kind of thing. There's only so much to get. So if you want that, it must be taking something away from me. So I don't like it.
I feel like you're a doctor who just diagnosed a bunch of symptoms that I see, and I now have a term for it. Like, I can call it
okay,
by a name.
Give me that again. Reactive
devaluation.
I see that a lot.
Well,
we do in our work. It's very common.
I just didn't have a term for it.
We might have to put that out there as one of our trivia questions or something coming up. Right? I've never heard that term, but
you'll have to come to one of our trainings. I'll give you some tools to work with.
I think it could be helpful.
Talk a little bit about that, because, you know, very few people that I come in contact with like I forget the term all the time, and I've known you for a couple of years, right?
Right.
So a collaborative divorce,
right.
How does one find out about it?
Well, there's a number of different ways. The best way is to go on to the web and go to cdsoc.com here in Orange County. That's an organization for education of the public and professionals on collaborative. And there is on there a list of many professionals locally who do this work. They can contact me. I give free consultations to explain how these processes that keep them out of court work. And how the risk and benefit to them might be personally. Of engaging.
Now, one of the things that I found fascinating, Melinda and I went into one of your seminars, and I think you'll concur, Melinda, we learned a lot.
Absolutely.
Right? There was a ton. One of my big takeaways, and I'll ask you for one of yours as well, Melinda, one of my big takeaways is it's a brick wall that you and the collaborative team kind of set up between yourselves and the participants. And what I mean by that is you're not allowed, you commit to no socializing with either party ever. The attorneys will not litigate post collaborative if you can't resolve issues. The other parties don't get involved, beyond this collaborative issue. So that there's no conflict of interest, I think, is what I look at, right?
Right. Okay.
There's probably a better way to define it than what I did, but.
So yeah, we say we set up a safe container, and as part of that container, there are boundaries. And one of the boundaries is that as a professional on the collaborative team, my client and I agree in our retainer, and then we agree as amongst all the professionals that we'll never go adversarial to either of the clients ever in the future. That means I can never go to court on any matter against the other spouse representing this spouse. So what it does is align my interest with my client's interest to have the best planning process that we can do. So I'm there as a support member and for actually everybody in the room in that sense, and a consultation for my client on all legal matters. That goes for the financial and everybody else in the room. Work there is confidential. So one of the gets is that what we do there stays there, and all your financial information doesn't get spread in public records. Maybe they don't care about you, but you saw what happened to the McCourts.
Sure.
They were in the sports pages. Their financials were all over it. So we build a container is what we call it. That makes it a safe space for us to work, for them to be transparent, bring all the information forward as part of a planning session. And if it doesn't work, they still can go to court. It's just that we can't. They have to go get a litigator to go to court.
And what is the cost benefit? I mean, I think you shared some numbers that there's a big cost benefit for the parties, even though you're bringing in all these extra people.
Right, but everybody's working in a very limited scope on specific problems. We're problem solving, not fighting here. And so in working in within their professional capacity, they're more efficient and they do better work. And the overall cost is half or a third of what a litigated divorce would cost.
That's serious numbers. We're going to ask Melinda what her big takeaway was when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate events and financial markets. We will also talk about who's responsible for my debt when I die and do I care? All of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Don't forget, you can be part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Radio with Market. There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Who is responsible for my debt when I die? I tell folks all the time, I told my mother this. I hope she spends her last dime with her last breath. Spend it all, enjoy it all. If there is debt, who's responsible? Where? It's your estate. If there is none, there's going to be people that will try and go after the estate or try and go after you, but ask them to. I have seen this where they send a forwarding address to the cemetery. I don't know if the mail gets delivered there, if the bills go there or whatnot. But you know something? There are bill collectors out there that are trying. I know that we do find that the dead still do vote in many precincts. We found out in some areas. We know that student loan debt is not dischargeable in bankruptcy. I don't think it's going to survive for eternity, but you know they may try that at some point in time as well. So who's responsible for the debt? Out on their own. You don't need to worry about it. You're going to have an estate. You better have a trust. If you own a piece of real estate, there are two options to owning real estate. You can determine who your heirs will be. You can make all those plans. If it's not written, if it's not memorialized, if you haven't called Al Manfrey and got a trust done, then I can tell you this, there's going to be one additional party to your, one additional heir that you're going to have. And it'll be the state of California, and it's going to be a lot of money. They look at your total assets. For some reason, well, they're politicians, we don't understand the reasoning. They don't look at debt. They only look at assets when they determine how much your fees are going to be. So if you've got a $600,000 house, that's what goes on as part of your probate fees. Sorry, it doesn't matter if it's a $7,000 mortgage. They don't care. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We've been chatting this morning about collaborative divorce, and we've talked a lot about different areas of the collaborative divorce. Melinda and I went to Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties, we went to a seminar at Bart's Law Office just to learn a little bit about collaborative divorce. I actually, in the last segment, my takeaway, do you have one? Just one of you? Probably more than one, Melinda.
Yeah, it really was like a veil coming off of my eyes. You know, even being an attorney having that background, I just had this concept that rather than going to court, and what it is a very, very different product than that. I loved one of the things that I appreciated most about it was that there was this mission statement process in the beginning where everybody has their goals. You know, what's our main objective here? You know, are we, much like I do in selling a house in a divorce situation, it's to maximize those proceeds. And if they decided to sell in the collaborative divorce, you know, what's our mission statement? Is it to do what's in the best interest of the kids? Is it to preserve, you know, the maximum amount in the estate? Is it a combination of those things? And as things get heated or they can get emotional, to be able to constantly bring everybody back to the table with that same goal and that same shared mission statement, I really had no idea that any of that went on, and I can definitely see the benefit of that.
Well, people are getting off track. It seems to me that when they get off course, it would be easier for the leaders, coaches, I guess, the team, to go back and say, hey, we talked about that. This is where we were heading. Why are we going in a different direction?
That's absolutely right. They set their own goals and priorities, and we review them as we go. That mission statement becomes the North Star for everybody on the team. Myself, as their collaborative attorney, I'm always assessing things from that point of view, so I'm asking my client, when my client is taking a position that perhaps isn't helpful to reaching the goal he wants, and we talk through it. And I say, so this is your goal. This is what you're proposing we do. Help me understand how we go from here to there. And it brings them right back around to focusing on what they've already identified as most important to them.
Melinda, have you dealt with any real estate transactions for people that are going through the collaborative process?
I have not on the collaborative end.
Just Bart, maybe you can help with that. Because I know, Melinda, I know you focus a lot of your practice deals with divorcing couples.
Yes.
And it seems like it'd be a lot more contentious when you're going through the litigation divorce as opposed to collaborative.
Yeah, I think it has that mission statement that whenever I come into a divorce situation, which really has been on the litigation focus, I try in a way to do what they're doing, which is let's establish our mission here, which is to, if I've been brought in, it's then to sell the house or the asset for the most amount possible. So I kind of follow that philosophy a little bit naturally. But if you've already, you know, that already puts that ahead of the game in a collaborative situation, they've already established that. So it takes some of my work away and would make my job a little bit easier.
You'd think, and then you probably get more money for the property.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes I would assume, Bart, when you're talking about the collaborative side, sometimes when it comes to the real estate, sometimes the maximizing the value is a component, but sometimes it might be, time might be as important as the pricing.
Right. They set the priority on all those things, but what's nice is we get them working together to identify what it is they want to do. There's a lot of decisions that go into selling a house during divorce, starting with who do we use as our listing agent? How much money are we going to invest in upgrading and staging the house to get the maximum dollar and get our maximum return? And who do we trust to help us do that analysis? And the team's not going to we don't have a realtor on the team, so we like
to. Let me introduce you, Bart, Melinda Johnson, right here.
we enjoy having realtors who can do that for them and help them walk through that. And if they go in and they say our top priority is just to sell it as fast as we can, that's what we hope realtors help them with, right?
I hope that in that process, I do the same thing with all of my clients. You know, there's been many listings I've actually talked myself out of over the years where I'm calling, you really want to look at a complete analysis and make sure that selling is even in the best interest of that client. It may be that leasing that property would be in the best interest. It may be that, you know, co-nesting isn't, or whatever the term is, I'm not sure, maybe be in the best interest, and then selling it down the line. It really has to be, that's usually their biggest asset, and it really has to be looked at from every angle to make sure that what you're doing is really in the best interest of the client. And, you know, even talking yourself out of a listing, sometimes the best business plan you could ever have, because you
that's
keep
right.
people's interests, you know, forefront, and it returns tenfold.
Yeah, people do choose to keep properties post-divorce and stay co-owners and co-investors and to rent or lease them. Sometimes for the purposes of getting that cash flow, because you take a financial hit no matter what when you get a divorce and you separate households, your expenses go up 30%. If you can keep some properties and keep some income from them. So I have one right now where my wife wants to move to Grandma, California, which isn't local. And so they're talking about using the residence as an income property to help support her in her move there, which is going to also help with support and other issues and, you know, cash flow issues and that we're dealing with. So as part of a plan, they can get together and do that. And 10 years from now, when they actually are both retired, they can decide to sell that property. They'll put it into a trust. And when it sells, they'll each get some money out of that sale, whatever it is, divided up then, or because it's going to be a rental property, they can depreciate that over the 10 years. And when that time comes, and to get some tax benefit, and then when that time comes, they can roll that into their share of it into another property, another investment, uproot.
Because you did litigating law before you got into the collaborative side.
Right.
Where do you see more cooperation from the real estate perspective? People bring the property and say it's a better financial decision to keep the property and not sell it in 2009 when the market's at an all-time low or multi-year low. Do you see more of that in the collaborative side or that in the litigated side?
Well, the cooperation, absolutely, in the collaborative side. And what I really appreciate are realtors like Melinda, who will give them an honest appraisal of what their circumstances are and what might be their options. Because you know what happens if they don't sell the house today, they build a trust relationship with Melinda.
Absolutely.
And they keep coming back when they have questions.
And that's the best about, you know, that's one of the things I love about the radio show every morning is I get to bring, heck, I get to pick and choose what I'm going to have on radio, right? I mean, it's just a plain thing. And if it's somebody that wants to come in and they're just a transactional looking out for themselves, that's not what we're about on Seagull Radio. I don't like that. I don't do it. We don't bring them in. So I appreciate both of you coming in and sharing this information. I also want to remind everybody tomorrow, family for $20 for adults, $10 for kids. Tell them you heard it here on Seagull Radio. Say hi to Howie for me. I'm actually going to come over and say hi to me as well. I'll be there looking and checking it all out. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks for all the sponsors. So for Ron Siegel Radio, if you have any questions, it'll be any of our questions, any time. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or
ronsiegelradio.com, and remember, make a lot of money, help a lot. Getting paid by the hour, and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night.